I'm Danny, and I'm the social media specialist here at Market Apartments. And this is Chandra, our content writer. And she was recently looking for an apartment, so we wanted to talk about her process. And since she works in apartment marketing too, we thought that might be a cool little dovetail just to see how that works out. So, hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Pretty good.
Always
Yeah.
good talking to you. I love talking to
I
you.
know it's good. It'll be interesting to cover just kind of that weird intersection of like I do know a bit about
Yeah.
apartment marketing now, but also as someone looking for an apartment, the things that I've actually used to find an apartment and like what's
Right.
actually been effective
Right.
when it comes to apartment marketing, at least in the like search phase of it.
Yep, absolutely. What was your process then when you were apartment hunting?
Apartment hunting is also, it's always kind of a big process. Like there's a lot of different places to look. A lot of what I've had to do, especially because for us, we had a really specific area in mind. We kind of moved outside of the city. We wanted to move back to the city. So we knew there'd be certain parameters, also certain expected costs that maybe we hadn't had before. So a lot of what I was doing was searching online, but because we already had that area in mind, so I knew specifically where to search. We also drove around a little bit, because sometimes you're open to, other things like houses and stuff, but we drove around a little bit in a couple of smaller neighborhoods, but a lot of what we saw there were really small apartment complexes or little units, and sometimes they just didn't have the kind of availability that we needed. So it came back to just searching primarily online, like I think most of us end up doing, at least most of us, millennials, Gen Z, whoever's looking for an apartment, I think we spend a lot of time searching online. So that's where I started. For me, that search usually starts on Google. I'm pretty much always using Chrome, so that's like the default.
Same.
And so it'll start there. Sometimes I'll scroll down a little, see what comes up as individual apartments, but I'm usually searching for apartments in a specific area. So that's what I would type into Google. And then I get obviously the search results. Usually the first ones are like listing sites like apartments.com, rent.com, stuff like that, which I do use. I use them. I think they have a lot of really good, filter options. You can get really specific on area or cost or things you need, like if you need it to be pet friendly, stuff like that. So I do use those. But if something shows up in the first few results, I'll take a look at that sometimes too, especially if it's an apartment I've never heard of. Having lived there already in that area, I know a lot of them or I know people who've lived in them. And so there's kind of that awareness there. But especially for ones I've never heard of, I'll take a look. I will say I also use Google Maps quite a bit. I don't know if everyone does this, but if I do it, I'm assuming some other people probably do too. I'll type like apartments in whatever area and then click specifically on the map. It's nice because then I can see where they're located, like in proximity to places I'm familiar with, because I'm again looking in a very specific area. There's a neighborhood I want to live in, so then I see how close it is to like the bookstore and the coffee shop and the places that I want to be able to go. The thing about Google Maps that I think is really interesting is that it does have its own like search results category, like next to the map. So if you search for anything in an area, you'll probably see that. You can see it on the map, but you also see the list. A lot of what comes up there is actually really different than what you get in the like search results pages. And sometimes it's not even the closest thing that you're looking for. So I'll be looking in a certain area and it's going to show me apartments that are kind of like a little outside of that, which is kind of funny. So a lot of times I'll like zoom in on a specific area and try to just click around because that the area matters so much to me. But I do think it's important to know that that's not always the case. It's not always about proximity there. But oftentimes they do have sort of a reliable business presence on Google. So Google trusts them. And that's why they're listed first. So for an apartment community, you want to be there for someone like me who is like dinking around in maps because I'm like trying to find an apartment that's exactly where I want it.
Right.
It does make a difference to have your Google business profile updated. You know, I know there are a lot of people who, you know, maybe they only use an internet listing site. Like maybe they just use apartments.com and they just use like, and that's fine. I know a lot of renters use that and I use it too. But when you're trying to find an apartment and you have a lot of tricky things you're trying to weigh, like timing wise, cost wise, and then also things like location and necessities, you know, if you got pets, it's got to be pet friendly. Like there are a lot of things you're trying to weigh. So you might be able to find some options in apartments.com, but it's kind of nice to be able to go, well, here are these other places I love and be able to see where that's at. So I think it just depends on a potential tenant's like priorities. For us, location is huge. Like that's why we are moving.
Right.
And so that's what made maps a good option when looking for some apartments. And like I said, it's not the only way that we have looked, but it's a way we've looked frequently. And yeah, not the ones that rank first aren't always the ones that are
where you want them to be.
Where they're, yeah, or right. The ones that are closest or the ones that, yeah. And because it doesn't actually have to do with that proximity. Like they say, oh, well, the ones in the area, it looks at this bigger picture area. And then it within that area ranks it how it wants to rank them. Mm-hmm. So it is just something to keep in mind. If you want to reach tenants who might be looking on maps or just on Google in general, like making sure that your Google business profile is correct, up to date, you know, things like your business name should match all these different lists, like everywhere you put it, make sure it's consistent.
Right.
Make
so
sure that you've linked.
You.
Yeah, exactly. You're building trust with your potential tenants in all these different ways. And so you want to make sure that that is consistent. You want to make sure that you've linked back to your website, like that your hours are updated, that you're on there enough that you show like some level of consistency. It doesn't mean you have to like post all the time on Google, but it does mean that it needs to be updated often enough that Google doesn't wonder if you're like not actually a business, or, you know, you want to make sure that your hours are right. You want to make sure you've got the right category listed, different things like that, that might impact.
Yeah. Make sure the phone is correct too, because you can call that right from your cell phone if people are looking.
So, and that's huge.
Yeah.
Which is also, I think, trackable. Like you could get a specific number for that.
Right. Yeah.
You can track where that comes from. Like Google has a lot of great resources that way as far as like reaching potential tenants, I think. But if you're not taking care of that, if you're not updating it, you might be
missing
out
on traffic.
Exactly.
Yeah. The other thing about it too is like there's two places in Google that you can rank even just without paying for ads, and you show up like that. Like you don't have to have a website, like we've been talking about. You don't have to have a website to rank in Google for apartments in this area.
Yeah.
It's like, because Maps is one of the first things that pops up, and then if you're ranking higher in Maps, you get more clicks.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a really big deal. And then also because your Google business profile is so, it's actually pretty comprehensive, you know, you can list products, services, things like that. So a lot of people can actually look just on your business profile to find out about your floor plans or about the amenities you have.
Yep.
Just as much as they can find out about your hours, you can mark, if you're accessible, you can mark, you know, all these different things that you can,
too.
Yeah. So there's a lot that they can look at right there, which makes it huge. And reviews are massive. You know, people aren't going to go to your website to look at reviews first. People are going to Google because they trust Google. They think that Google will be, unbiased in that because they're not part of your business, you know? So you can't go delete those reviews. Like if they're on there. I mean, which I guess also says something that's important about like, you know, your reputation management, but even without having a bunch of negative reviews, like you need to make sure you have a business profile that will show up that's up to date so people can even see those. Because we always read reviews before we go to an apartment.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about trusting other residents and like, you know, that kind of like peer feedback that you're going to get from other people who have lived there. So you want to make sure that people can find all of those things. And, you know, if you do have a website, which most apartments do and should at this point, I think unless you are in a really kind of rural area, you know, where there's not a lot around, you kind of need it, or you won't be able to be found as easily online. It helps build trust in a lot of different ways. So like, obviously that's important, but whether you have one or not, that Google Business Profile is the easiest way to find you.
Right. It's just right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's something that's easy to find, easy to click on. And, you know, if you don't rank in those first few results, people might not sit and scroll through to see what else
right.
comes up.
Exactly.
Especially if where you're looking is a very specific neighborhood. If something's not coming up and it doesn't seem like to Google as trustworthy, those people might not ever see it, or they won't see it as trustworthy because they're like, okay, well, why is it all the way down here? Why couldn't
right.
I find it? Or, you know, maybe you don't have as good of reviews, or they click on it and then it doesn't list the hours. It doesn't list, you know, like the category. You don't know how to, like, maybe your phone doesn't work. There's no contact information. Like, if I come across that, to me, that says that the property doesn't care. And if I feel like the property doesn't care about their listings, it's just like if they don't care about their website. Like, if there are a bunch of issues and it seems like they don't care, then me as a potential renter don't feel like they would care about me. So
right.
like they have the absolute best like community atmosphere there, but I would never find out because I would instantly think this place isn't trustworthy. They don't care. They haven't updated their hours. They're not, they didn't update their phone number. There's no way of accurately contacting them. There are a lot of factors like that that can make a massive impact on someone's choice of whether or not to actually pursue, you know, a tour or application with a place, and you'll never hear about it because they didn't click on anything.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Like if they're not taking care of the little things, then how are they going to take care of like when I have a maintenance issue? I just don't know.
Yeah,
so.
People read a lot into that. And especially if you don't have any reviews to back it up,
right? Yeah,
there's, you know, people will assume the worst because
right.
a lot of people have had pretty negative experiences with apartments, you know, or in college dorms or anything that like they haven't had full control over, and so they want to make sure they go to a place that feels homey, feels like they're gonna be taken care of, that they won't have issues, feels safe, feels friendly, and
professional.
Yeah, and professional. It's huge. You want to feel respected. You want to feel like they're going to take care of not only you, but like your information. There's
right.
so many
Yes.
things that go into that process of getting an apartment. And if you can't trust the property management team, people just won't apply.
Right.
They just won't. So.
So we actually have this free audit that we're giving away to apartment communities. And it'll go through your Google Business Profile, and it will tell you all the technical issues that are going on and if your contact information is up to date, and that way you can rank higher and actually get shown to renters who are looking for apartments in this area. So if you want that, that's actually linked down below. We're going to have that for you. You just go there, fill out the information, and we'll go ahead and send you a free report.